Connected to CMN Network.
K-E-L-A-X.
You're connected to CMN Network.
I got a copy on you. I'm headed up into Unionville Mobile. Sound all right. WACPM. Clear.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
K-E-A-W-U-O. See the MVC Dataverse guys back. Yay.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Is the Flint guy back? Were you talking about the Flint guy sending packets? Yeah, say that.
Currently connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
WRO Macomb County, standing by. Heavy BBZ, standing by for the state net.
In the RPSC net, anybody out there?
November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, Mike and Warren.
Okay, it's KTBD station. Please go ahead and give me a call sign, please.
November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu.
Okay, I have a November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu. We'll probably going to fire up the thing here, so give me a chance to run the preamble, and we'll get started. This is KJBD.
Net control, another check-in.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir, we just got the link on here in Macomb County. This is November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, NAWRO, Tim, D2, Macomb County.
Okay, NAWRO, got you. I'm going to move now and do the preamble. So this is KJBD. I'll be net control for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps net. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near frequency 3932 kilohertz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232 kilohertz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you're also invited to check in and participate. This net is also available on EchoLink, but will you receive only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning OXCOM in Michigan, including ARIES, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo 8 Juliet Bravo Delta, and my name is Jim, and I'm in the position of emergency coordinator, Washtenaw County. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. N8, Victor Delta Zulu, and N8, WRO. These stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call them out.
UHF Hub, this is timeout.
Out there. any stations, we're going to check in. The Michigan ARPSC net, please call now. Any stations wishing to check in at Michigan Air PSC net, please call now.
KF8GBA, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, in and out.
Okay, last station, could you give me your call sign again? It kind of broke up on me.
UHF Hub, Timeout.
ZVZ, monitor.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KE8RUH from NHZVZ. Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Uniform Hotel from NHZVZ. Calling KE8RUH from NHZVZ. Nothing heard. NHZVZ is clear and monitoring.
This is KF8FGS monitoring.
KF8.
This is KF8FGS. Could you repeat your call sign?
Sure thing. It's November 8th. Zulu, Victor, Zulu, N8, ZVZ. Name is Bill. Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. And how are you this evening?
November 8th, Zulu, Victor, Zulu. Bill, we're doing well. That first personal here is David over in Utica.
Oh, fine business, David. I've never used the FBI system before. And I say that, it sounds like we're talking about the Federal Bureau of Investigations, but of course, we're talking about Flying Bears International. I've got a small local coverage repeater in the Grosse Pointe area, but it's got All-Star, so I've linked it up. Just try to meet some more local hams. I normally link it up to the Michigan IRA system, if you know what that is. And I've met a lot of great people on that, but they're all kind of in the central and west side of the state. I'm trying to get some more activity on my local system, so I figured the best way to do that is to actually talk to some people that are nearby. So that's my story. How about you?
Well, glad to have you on the FBI system. FBI is, this repeater is connected to the CMN network, so you're going to get people all up and down the east side of the state and some toward the west side. But there's a lot of good people on this repeater network here. I would just throw my call out there, see what's going on. We got at 8 o'clock, the Hazel Park group has got what they call a conversational roundup at 8 o'clock, which is in prefacing the 9 o'clock net, and that's on 14664 at the Hazel Park repeater. So I just thought I would get on the FBI network and throw out my call, and actually my radio monitors a couple frequencies, and this happens to be one. I heard you on there and said, well, let's get back. I didn't recognize your call, so let's get back with this guy. Glad to have you out here, Bill. This is KF8FGS. That's Finding Good Signals. Back to you.
I like that. Finding good signals. That's a good one. Yeah, you know, I've been a ham a long time. I've been not as long as some, actually. It feels long to me, but others have got me lapped. But I got my ticket back in the early 90s. And I used to be a member of the Edison Club. If you've been around for a while, they had the 14533 on the top of the Edison building. The 145, that frequency is still being used by someone else. I don't know if the antenna is still on top of the Edison building. But, then I kind of got busy. I was traveling a lot for work. I kept my license. I made sure I renewed it, you know, all the time. But I wasn't on the air much. And then in early, around...
Now, Bill, you cut out there.
Can
you come back? And by the way, that 14533 is still being utilized on the DTE building.
Early 2000s, but you can get a cheap mobile duplexer for UHF, and I run the site at my house, so I don't have a lot of RF interference. I don't need a fancy set of filters for it. So I put it up, but I was still kind of busy. But now I'm semi-retired, so I got plenty of time to play again, and trying to get active again. So that's what's going on over here.
November 8th, Zulu, Victor Zulu. Do you copy KF8FTS?
I copy. Did you
talking? You just
catching
my lamp over him.
Be sure to drop at some point.
November 8th, Zulu, Victor Zulu. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Golf Sierra. Bill, do you copy him?
Yeah, so I can hear you, but it sounds like you can't hear me. Correct? This is NHCVZ. I guess you can't answer that if you can't hear me.
Yeah, we got you back. I'm not sure what the issue was, but glad to have you back. Yeah, we get on, I've used 14533 a couple times on the repeater crawl, which is kind of fun, too.
Ah, the repeater crawl. Is that kind of like a pub call for ham radio?
Well, sort of. There's this fellow Keith. I forget his call, but he's got he put us an Excel spreadsheet out, a live spreadsheet, and it has he chooses some frequencies and for the week, and it said Friday evenings at 6:50. At 6:50 on Friday evenings, and there's anywhere from, 10, 12, 14 stations, and they bounce around the repeaters all around the metro area just to check out how your antennas are doing, and if you've made any improvements, you can compare and see how things are going. And I've gotten on there a few times, and it's a good bunch of people. Everybody down from Monroe and Ann Arbor, Windsor, Rochester, here in Utica, and all around the area.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Unfortunately, right now, the only antenna I have is hooked into the repeater. So I can't really, I can only go agile if I've got other nodes I can connect to. I've been thinking of putting a second antenna up, to be able to run just simplex on, or to another repeater, but I only got one antenna and I'm using it.
Oh, you can never have too many antennas, Bill. I've got a couple up right now. I've been working off a J-pole here for quite a while, and I've got a for 2 meters and 70 centimeters. So I'm looking at I've got a Comet CX333 tri-bander that I'm going to be putting up for local use. I've got a tri-band any tone radio, so I figure, well, let's go ahead and see if we can generate some interest on the 220 band. Back to you, Bill.
Yeah, 220 is a band that I get the impression, you know, there's some diehards on there, but you don't find a ton of folks because the equipment isn't as easy to get your hands on. Is that correct?
Well, there's several tri-band HTs out there now, and the Anytone is, I don't know, they definitely don't have a corner on the market. I have an Anytone 578 and whatever the latest iteration is, and I've had it for about a year, and it does really well. It's puts out about 60 watts, and see right now, I'm pushing, I got it jacked down a little bit, but I'm on about 30 watts right now on this frequency, and I'm at, there's one more power level above it, but it does pretty good. And then the J-ball, of course, there's no gain with the J-ball, or very little, because being omnidirectional. That's why I want to put up that that Comet tri-bander. My other antenna that I have up is a fan dipole, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters. But we stand, I like this little J-pole antenna. It does really good. I mean, I get 25 miles in simplex, so I can't complain.
Nah, J-pole is a very simple to build, popular, well-performing antenna. You're right, it doesn't have much in the way of gain. It's better than a quarter wave, right? By a little bit. But no, I have nothing wrong with that. And actually, sometimes you don't want, antennas that are too directional, depending on where you're perched. I mean, I'm not talking about a beam. I mean, a beam, you got to rotate it to where you want to use it. But some of the higher gain verticals have such a low angle of radiation that if you're kind of perched not quite on the same level of the person you're trying to talk to, you can sometimes skip over them. So, it's on the margins, I guess, but sometimes the more widely radiating verticals actually give you, better coverage than the higher gain, more narrowly radiating verticals. Anyways, that's been my impression, at least. This is NHCVZ.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, roger that, Bill. I don't know if you just heard the repeater system say we're connected to the CMN network. If you're familiar with that network, it's all the way from Monroe up to Sault Ste. Marie, mostly on the east side and the south, the east and south side of the state, and then up the east side of the Mitt, all the way up to Sault Ste. Marie. They have a website. If you just Google CMN network, or CMN ham network or something like that, you'll find it. There's all kinds of repeaters. It's just everywhere. So we're talking statewide right now.
Yeah, I am. I looked it up before, so I know we're linked to a bunch of systems. I mean, it's kind of the more east side of the state version of the IRA system, which I'm guessing you've heard of, right? Same idea, but different, somewhat overlapping, but a different set of coverage areas. And the IRA, I think, is all analog FM, where I gather the CMN network has some digital DMR repeaters hooked in, correct?
Roger that. There's quite a number of DMI repeaters that I use. I talk off the Mount Clemens or Detroit typically, but when I go, straight up north of Utica here, I have business that I take care of up there and different things. So I'll talk off the Burnside, Michigan repeater, but it does a fantastic job. I'm not familiar with the IRA repeater system. Is there a website I can go to investigate that a bit?
Oh, most definitely. W8, so Whiskey 8, India Romeo Alpha, W8IRA. Yeah, it's probably one of the oldest repeater networks in the state, from my understanding. I mean, I don't want to step on anyone's toes, but that was my understanding from reading the history and just my own history in ham radio in Michigan. Yeah, you can go to the site. They've got their main site is in Grand Rapids. They got a site down in Jackson. They've got one in Traverse City. They got one in Ludington. They've got one in Flint. They've got one in Ann Arbor. They've got one in Millington. You know, you kind of get the picture. But yeah, go to the site. It's all on there.
Roger that. So it's W8IRA.com or something of that nature.
But if you just do W8IRA in Google, I think that'll be the first site that comes up.
Roger that. I opened up the open ham clock and just looking for something that might be propagating. Now there's, besides 20, there's not much going on. But I'm going to look this up another couple minutes here. If you want to go over to the DART repeater, if you're connected with them, going to have what they call the conversational roundup. I think you'd enjoy it. They put it out there to as a prelude to the 9 o'clock repeat, the 9 o'clock net. And it's primarily to encourage new hams to key up the mic. And having experienced hams really helps because there's quite often a lot of questions, and all comments are appreciated. KF8FTS, back to N8ZBZ.
So you said it's on the DART. Two questions, and if you don't know the answer to the one, that's fine. Is the DART on EchoLink or All-Star? Would be one question. And two, if it's not, where is it located, and what's the frequency information? I know I could just look it up, but I'm guessing you have it handy in front of you.
Yeah, Bill, to answer your questions in order, it is at both EchoLink and All-Star, and the frequency is 146.64, of course, a negative offset, and with a PL of 100 hertz. That's 100 hertz. And they're going to be having the, it'll be net number 3,010 consecutive weekly nets on this. It's 56 years worth. It's remarkable.
That is pretty impressive. That is pretty impressive, Dave. That's not a bad track record. So you said they're on EchoLink. You don't know the node number offhand. Do they have a website? Do you know?
Yeah, the website is Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club. And if you Google that, the website will come up. I'm just now calling it up myself.
I found the website. Let's see. Oh yeah, no, I can connect. Yeah, I can connect to them through. I'll do that. I'll cross over, and I'll catch you over there. And I'm just curious, where that you're located in Utica? Kind of major streets. What are you nearby?
Nearest cross streets to the QGH would be Ryan Road at Auburn Road, which is old M59, basically 21 Mile Road at Ryan.
Yeah, that's pretty far from where I am. The only reason I ask is, so you said you got a 70 centimeter antenna. How high up is it? I'm curious if you can actually hear my system from where you are.
Well, my antenna connection point on this J-pole is about 26 feet above ground level here, which is 702 feet above sea level, so I'm at about 720 28 feet above sea level. And you said you're in Grosse Pointe, so that'd be a little bit lower.
You're right. Last time I looked, we're, 500, 550 ASL. Yeah, you might hear me. So I'll flip over to the Dart. If you got some time afterwards, or if you got the ability to listen on 440 while you're on 2 meters, I'd be really curious, and I'd love to know if you can catch any signal on 446.5. That's the outputs on the repeater here.
Now, what's the PL?
The PL is 127 spot 3. The output is 446.5. And the input's 441.5. So unlike a lot of UHF repeaters, the offset is -5, not positive.
All right, that's different, Bill. That's different. Are you in the city of Grosse Pointe or one of the other points?
Yeah, no, I'm in the woods. I'm right near, 8 Mile in Jefferson. It's Vernier if you know the area when you get to the woods, but. If you put a pinpoint at Vernier and Lakeshore, I'm very close to that. Those would be the major, that'd be the major intersection.
Well, Roger that. Well, I'm about to, I can hear some of the guys, because I'm monitoring the Dart repeater, and I can hear a couple of the guys, they're starting to chat. Go to the Dart, and I will see if I can hit that repeater. It'll take me a minute to program it in. I'll have to pull up my software and see if I can't get that plugged in. Negative offset. Well, how cool is that? All right. Well, very good, Bill. N8ZVZ, Z Victor, or Z or Zulu, Victor Zulu. And this here is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Golf Sierra. David, again, is the first personal. That's Dave with two Ds. And when I sign off, I usually say that I found a good signal. And indeed, we have here tonight, Bill. I appreciate your effort here, and I am going to try to get onto this. I'll see if I can call up my program, get you programmed in. Maybe we can talk. I usually don't stick around long on the 9 o'clock net. I just check in and out. So maybe we can talk after that. This is KF8 FTS 73, Bill, and we will definitely talk soon.
73, David. Thanks for coming back. I'm going to try to hook up into the Dart, and hopefully you'll hear me on that. And then we'll if we have time, and if you've got the inclination, we'll play afterwards. Take care, buddy. NHCVZ clear.
W8EAP.
WHAC, Whiskey A2 Lad Charlie, WHAC, looking around the van.
K
connected to CMN Network.
K-E-A-W-U-O.
You're connected to CMN Network.